Hey everyone, thanks for listening. This is episode 10 of the Crystal Habit Podcast, and I'm your host, Megan Marie. This episode, we're throwing the usual format and features out the window, and we're going to sit down with head of studio Daryl Gallagher and brand director Carl Stewart to discuss the recent news that Tomb Raider's release window has shifted from fall 2012 to Q1 2013. So the reason we're dedicating the entire podcast to this segment is because obviously it's a very important announcement. We want to do it justice and really take the time to answer the questions that we've gathered from the community since Sunday's announcement. So, enjoy the show.
Ready, let's do it.
Okay. Thank you for joining me, Daryl and Carl. Before we start with the questions, Daryl, would you mind running us through the recent release date update and kind of explain the studio's reasoning behind the decision?
Yep. Okay, so this week we announced that we were moving the release of Tomb Raider from Q4 2012 to Q1 2013. And really that was to give us the time to take it to the polish level that we really want to achieve with this particular title. As we said in the statement, we think that we're creating a truly unique piece of content. We think it's very special, and we want this to be one of the games of our careers. Mm-hmm. And we're at a stage right now where we feel like we need a little bit more time to achieve that, but it'll be well worth the wait.
Great. So let's start with an easy question.
Okay.
Can you clarify what months Q1 encompasses?
So Q1 for us is January the 1st through to March 31st, 2013.
How broad is that?
Yeah. Take lottery. Lottery tickets on which date.
You know what? People actually will do that in the forums. Someone's going to work that out. All right. So another question about the release date specifically is, did you guys have an exact release date nailed down when it was fall 2012, or was it still organically evolving? And then similarly, do you have a date in mind that you're looking at for Q1 2013?
No, we didn't really have a date picked out. We had a window, as we said, fall 2012, and that was a generic window that we felt that we would fall in. It's not an exact science when you're making games. When you start making a game 2 or 3 years out or whatever it may be, you sort of pick a window and say, this is where we think we'll fall. And it may be a year to start with, and we say, well, we hope we can get it done this year. Mm-hmm. And then as you progress further, well, we think it could kind of fall in this window. And as you get closer and closer to finishing the game, it gets more predictable. Mm-hmm. And when we're trying to put something together that is very, very complex, that is very quality-driven, that really is this amazing origin story that we're creating, we really wanted to take the time to make sure that we honed it in and delivered it in a way that we wanted to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a big undertaking. It's a reimagining of our franchise. So we take that very, very seriously.
Yeah.
So we're not just going
to... Great. I say this, I find a way to say this all the time. With great power comes great responsibility.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So similarly, from a business standpoint, why is picking the perfect release date so important and therefore kind of secretive?
Well, this is a little bit related to what I just answered. It's not necessarily a secret. It's not entirely predictable. Up until you can really see it in your hands, you can look at the product as a whole, you can play the game from the start to finish, and then we can start kind of penciling in as an organization when we think the ideal place for a game to land is. And that just doesn't happen at the beginning of the game when you start creating it. It really happens as you get further in. Mm-hmm. So it's not really a secret. We just wouldn't want to disappoint people by 3 years out saying it's going to be this day and date and then missing it for some reason. Because it didn't come in exactly as we expected. Mm-hmm. So it tends to be a little bit more organic and loose until it becomes predictable.
Great. And so why did we release this news on Sunday night?
Well, mainly because in Japan they were releasing an update to shareholders on the Monday, and we wanted to get out to the community first to make sure that we were communicating from our standpoint why we were moving a date rather than just hear it in the news from a financial report from Tokyo.
We've seen that happen, and we've read community's feelings and thoughts on it, and we thought it was very important to get Daryl out and make sure that we announce it beforehand.
Well, I can tell you firsthand they appreciate it. So
good.
Thank you.
We're glad.
Earlier this year, there were rumors of a delay, and some fans are wondering, why didn't you break the news to us then?
Well, I don't know where those rumors came from,
They appeared out of nowhere. Yeah. They weren't from us.
Yeah, I did read some of those on the internet, and to be honest with you, we weren't delayed at that point. We really didn't make this decision until much later, so it wasn't a point where we could have made that decision because we were still mid-production on this particular title.
Yeah, and as we said, we can never report on rumors, so when that came up in the press,
something
we could do. Somebody decided on the World Wide Web to type in delay. That's their prerogative.
All right, so fans were also wondering if the decision to push back the release date was made internally at Crystal Dynamics or if this was one that was suggested by Square Enix.
Well, it was neither. Ultimately, it's a big decision, and it needs to involve everybody. So it doesn't come from one place necessarily. What I can say is it's a decision that's been supported by Square Enix, and as a group as a whole, we feel this is the right landing spot for this game. And we made the recommendation that we needed some more time, and that was well supported by the organization as a whole. And they came back and said, we want you to make the game you want to make. So we all agreed on it, and we feel that Q1 is the best date.
I think it's what we've been saying is a crystal quality thing. Is that everybody who's been working on this, as Daryl said in his statement, is that people want it to be the game of their careers. And there's a lot of people who spend a lot of hours working on this game. We want to make sure that we get it right. So,
great. So you confirmed this in your update, Daryl, but just to kind of reiterate it, we are going to be at E3. And what can fans expect from E3 in terms of Tomb Raider's presence?
Don't even tell them a thing.
Well, I can tell you that we're working hard right now on it.
Very
that's,
hard.
That's for sure.
If you let anything out of the bag, I'll strangle you.
We obviously can't spoil the surprise. What I can say is we put a lot of effort into making sure we have the best E3 this year. It's a huge E3 for us. I'm personally tremendously excited about what we're going to show. I know the team is too. We've got tons of team members coming down to E3 because they just want to see it out there,
and
be there for it because they're so proud of the work they've done. And without ruining the surprise, I think it's going to be a great E3.
I think just telling them that we will be there, this is going to be a huge show for us, that you're going to feel Tomb Raider's presence. That's enough for now.
You will not be able to miss Tomb Raider this E3.
Yes.
Great. I'm so
good answer.
So this is a concern past E3, and this is actually probably the most popular concern that I've heard. Because we did have a long silence between last year's E3 and this one, some fans are concerned that we're going to go quiet again after E3, that they're going to get tons of information and tons of goodies, and then we'll kind of disappear for a while. So is this true? Are we going to have regular updates after E3? Are we going to have a AAA marketing campaign for Tomb Raider after?
Yeah, I think what we've reported in podcasts in the past is that last year we had a very successful year. We announced our product, and we managed to get a great amount of coverage and a lot of great sentiment. And we felt that it was right for us to go quiet and not keep sort of bleeding it over a period of time. We had made the commitment to say we're coming back at E3, as Daryl said in a statement. And I can confirm that throughout the rest of the year, all the way to we launch the game, that we'll continue to have presence at all the major shows. We won't be going quiet. We'll be back. We'll be back in a big way. We're excited. Loads of great plans.
It's still, yeah. I mean, even though the release date has shifted, 2012 is still a huge year for Lara. So it's very exciting.
And with that said, for the fans, if we do go quiet for a week, please don't come to us and say, you've gone quiet. We will not be putting something out every single day. Right? There is a plan in place.
All right, so now we have some specific questions from the official forums and the Tomb Raider forums that we gathered. So Lara Rocks asks, you'll love all of these names, by the way, how do we know that this is really an issue of quality and not a move so that Tomb Raider doesn't have to compete against all the other AAA titles this fall?
So ultimately, this is about passion and us actually putting the passion and energy into making the greatest game that we can. It's less about our competition. Obviously, last E3, we had a great E3, and it showed that we can stand toe-to-toe right next to the competition. So that's not something we're necessarily concerned with. What we're most concerned with and we're most focused on here is making the greatest game possible.
And I would just add to that there's always AAA titles either breathing down your neck or coming up right in front of you. So there's nothing you can do. You pick a window, and you can guarantee that within a few weeks before, a few weeks after, there's some other big title coming out around you. So it's not just, you know, did we move it out because of the fall? Whether we like it or not, there's always a great title around the corner.
All right, so Awestruck, this is kind of more of a complex one. Awestruck asks, when did you guys know that you were changing the release date? Did something go horribly wrong, in quotes, or with the development of the game, or were there minor issues that you encountered? And then Moon Safari similarly asks, is the delay because you were behind schedule or because you had new features that occurred to you during development?
That's a complex question.
Yes.
Horribly wrong. definitely that is not what happened. Again, kind of going back to one of the earlier answers, making games is not a science, right? It's very complex. In a lot of cases, you're doing things for the first time, and you're trying to break new ground with every game you try and make. So it's not like you're repeating the same old formula time and time again. So therefore, when you try and pull it all together and you have all the pieces and parts, moving parts, it can be difficult to predict and difficult to actually plan out a year or 2 years in advance and get it spot on, especially when you put a premium on making the best game ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That becomes difficult too. So for us, it is really more about refining what we have, less about new features, less about it going horribly wrong, and just saying, hey, this is the natural evolution of what we once started and what we intended to do. And we want to see that through. We have a commitment, and we didn't want to compromise that original commitment and vision to put the game out, you know, a few months earlier.
Yep, absolutely.
I'd love to know what his definition of horribly wrong is. Because to us, that could be the coffee machine exploding.
Natural disaster. Yeah. Oh, man. Coffee machine breaking is horribly wrong in my morning. So Shake asks, if you guys hit alpha in the January-February window, why is there the delay? Does the game really need that long to polish? And I think this comes from a lot of the community. We're looking at what other companies kind of put their flag down and say, this is how long alpha is, this is how long beta is. And so there was some sort of an expectation set within the community itself. So can you kind of speak to that a little more?
Yeah, the game is at alpha. We have the whole game in place. It's great to see start to finish. You can play it beginning to end. And it's in great shape. We have the great structure of a game here. In terms of 6 months, 12 months for alpha, it's just not apples to apples. I can't really compare one development team or one studio or publisher to another. Mm-hmm. It's just very difficult to make that comparison. What we can say is this is the amount of time that we feel we need to take it to the quality level that we believe in, and that works for us.
Yep.
Although I do love people's timelines. When we said we hit alpha a couple of months ago, people were coming up with, it takes 18 weeks to get from alpha to beta. 6 weeks. I'm like, wow, what game are you making?
So there really isn't a science to it. You can't take the average of all the other studios and
certainly
divide
not.
Them. And it's very organic. It's very natural to the studio itself. I mean, we know ourselves best. So I thank you for clarifying that one. So My Raider for Life asks, since the game has been pushed back, does that mean that Crucial Meteor, such as a gameplay trailer, has also been pushed back?
All I can say on that is that it takes months and months and months to plan a campaign. It's, you know, even if we moved the release date, we had made a commitment, as we said, to be at E3, and there will be assets, there will be things released. But, you know, we don't want to spoil things for anybody. We don't want to start giving away too much.
Yep.
So let's just say we will be at E3, and you will see a flood of content, which we're very excited to.
And that's been in the pipeline for a long time.
It's been in the pipeline for a long time.
Out.
Like I said, he's planning. The planning takes a while. It's not just something that we can just change right now, right? This close to E3.
Yeah.
We stick to our
That
games.
Would be a nightmare.
Yeah.
All right. So the Kramer asks, are you scared to miss out on holiday sales?
That's a great question. Actually, I was a little late for this podcast because I just got back from lunch picking up Max Payne 3 from Rockstar. Obviously, that's a great game, big game, and it's in May.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's any particular window when you have a big game, one that people actually want to come to and play. I don't think it really matters whether it's in holiday or in May, February, April, June.
I think the game is big enough, it defines its own window and its audience.
Yeah, and I think we've got one of those games that people will come and play it no matter when.
Great.
Exactly.
All right, so Tommy asks, I'd like to know if Crystal D is planning to show Tomb Raider at other events like Gamescom, PAX Prime, and so on.
Everybody wants us to spoil the campaign, don't they? Our plan is to participate in a number of the big shows throughout the course of the year. So, yes, of course, things like Gamescom, we're very excited to be at. And
we say there
shows
will be at San Diego Comic-Con.
Comic-Con,
in
yes.
Some capacity.
Okay, yes, we'll be at Comic-Con. But, of course, you know, there's many, many places we want to show the game. So I don't want to give away too much right now, but yes.
It falls in line with having the big campaign post-E3.
Exactly.
We'll be a lot of places bringing the game to a lot of people.
Exactly.
And these are two questions I'm just tacking on because I told everybody that we were just talking about the announcement of the release window. But if you wouldn't mind, we had a couple questions about the screenshot.
Sneaky
Megan.
Which
went over extremely well, by the way. People loved the screenshot. They're very excited to see that moment. So two really quick questions. Was the screenshot taken recently? Is it from a newer version build of the game? We weren't just sitting on it for a long time, right?
The screenshot was taken probably this time last week.
Yep.
That's how close. And
so it is a new screenshot.
Yeah, yeah.
And the follow-up question is one that it's probably good to address. Can Lara climb trees, or was that just a contextual scene of her reaching for the bow?
This one is a contextual one. Actually, this screenshot was a contextual moment in the game, so it is not free climbing in trees for this particular Tomb Raider.
Okay, great. Just nip that one
That's
in the bud.
That's two. No swimming and no climbing in trees. Yeah. We're going
to
get hammered.
But wait till you see everything that we have. So.
Yes, exactly.
All right, well, I cannot tell you too how much I appreciate you stopping in, and the community is definitely going to appreciate this opportunity to expand upon the announcement. So thank you for your time.
Thanks for having us. Thank you very much, all.
So that's all for this episode of the Crystal Habit podcast. I know that it was super short. As I said, I wanted to make sure that we dedicated this solely to expanding upon the new release date window. But don't fret. E3 is coming up very quickly. And we, as we've said, we're going to be big. We're gonna go big at the show. So you will have lots of new Tomb Raider information very soon. Thanks for tuning in.